It is part two of our review show on the Anfield Wrap with Dan Morgan, Neil Ankerton and Sean Rogers. And again, no script, no agenda, just a casual conversation for us to get into. And Sean, as we move into the time when Liverpool win the League Cup, start moving towards two games a week, non-stop really then in towards the end of the season. There's a few drop-offs in appearances, which I think are worth picking up on from certain players, particularly Oxlade-Chamberlain and BM1, seemingly after that spell where the players are at AFCON and they return, he's not really used, and you can maybe look at one or two others in there, but not as many as him. And that coupled with the fact that Klopp, almost like some of the managers we've had, have similarly sort of bunkered down with the squad when it's gotten to the business end and it's got to the sort of results point of the season. It's an interesting one to look at because of the amount of games, because of the size of the squad now, because of the health of the squad. But I think for him, you know, if him in particular is an example, such a complex player, such an interesting player, he's, you know, sort of been left in a place now where he's got to look at his role in this and whether or not, you know, there's something there for him going forward after this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's that little period, of course, obviously everyone was nervous about that. It's interesting that we were all thinking, you know, at the time, Bobby and Jota have really got to step up with Mo and Mane not being here. I think from something like the 16th of October to the end of the season, Bobby scores one league goal away at Arsenal. I think that's his sole strike. So whilst there's some really good Bobby performances in there and Bobby impact performances in there as well, it's a reminder that in that little window, we didn't really have Bobby, at least in terms of goal scoring mantle, taking on that load in that period.